It's News Talks AB with Andrew Dickens. Is Murray in today? I haven't seen Murray yet. He's coming? He is coming. Oh, he's late today. Murray Deacon talking about sport in a few moments' time as we get ready for his programme after midday. Deacon on Sunday. And, of course, our final interview today features the man from Air Supply who wrote all the songs, Graham Russell. And what I didn't realise until I started doing some study is, in fact, he's English, but then grew up in Australia. I always thought both members were Australian. 100 million records sold. It's incredible. But right now it's time to go travelling. Megan Singleton continues her never-ending world tour. And she's on the line. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very good. You're still in Ireland, and I'm hearing that you're in a castle.
I am in a castle, so I've done a full roadie. We've gone round to Cork, to Limerick, to Galway, and now we're back in Dublin, and we're staying at the Clontarf Castle, and it really is a castle. We've just had dinner in the Viking restaurant, and it's just spectacular. So what a way to end a fantastic week in Ireland.
Well, come on,
tell us
a little bit more about this castle. Come on. I mean, how old is it? What sort of castle? Has it got ramparts? Has it got sort of a portcullis? All that sort of carry on.
It's a castle hotel, and I'm actually walking around it going, is this old or is this new? Not really sure. But anyway, I've got the whole history that they've sent me an email to show me all the history about it. And to be quite honest, they haven't disseminated it all yet. But I am led to believe it is a genuine castle, and it's just out of Dublin. And so I will do my research and put some pictures up, and people can decide for themselves.
All right.
But I might be casting aspersions, actually, because it really is a castle.
So let's talk about the roadie, shall we? Let's talk about the roadie to Cork, Limerick and Galway.
Yes. So we started off, I was really keen to go to the Waterford Crystal Factory on the way to Cork, and that's where you can go and buy your fancy pants Waterford Crystal, and I was keen to go and buy some seconds from the outlets. However, I got down there, and there is no such thing as seconds. These Waterford Crystal cutters take 8 years to learn their craft, and that's just one stage of it. So it's no wonder that this Waterford crystal is so expensive and I couldn't even afford a candlestick. So anyway, I left that, but I did take photos and that was lovely. And we went down to Cork and we stayed the night there in a B&B. And look, everything is so completely quaint in Ireland. That would be the word I would use. You know, you've got, it's village after village, and I think you could actually pick anywhere to go and it would be an incredible experience. So we had one night in Cork, and that's 8 km from Blarney.
Ah.
Of course, yes, had to go to Blarney Castle.
Did you kiss the stone?
Of course I kissed the stone. No wonder you can't get a word in edgewise, because I've now kissed the Blarney Stone.
Well, look, I'll give you a story. My mother, when she was pregnant with me, went to Blarney and kissed the stone, and she blames that for why I'm in broadcasting.
There you go. So, good Lord. I mean, that's what's happening. Now, did you know that Queen Elizabeth I coined the term Blarney, and it came out of the particular people that hosted all these soirees at this castle, for eloquent speech with a little bit of, let's say, baloney thrown in. It's not quite her language, but she named it the Blarney, and therefore the Blarney Stone came from there. Now, Winston Churchill has kissed that very stone.
It's quite difficult, isn't it? You have to sort of bend over backwards and hold on to some iron rails. It's quite far down.
You've got to climb up stairs where you're actually literally climbing as if you're a rock wall climber.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you have to lie back, but you've got a man holding you, so he holds you back, and it's all very quite methodical, actually. He does probably 1,000 tourists a day. So you lean back, hold the bar, give it a kiss, someone takes a photo, you're going to charge your €10 for that later, and then around you go, you've climbed 3 floors or however high it is to get there, and then down you go, down the spiral staircase, back down to the grounds again.
Yeah, well, I hope somebody uses some disinfectant after each kissing, because you could catch some terrible diseases. Now, look, I understand you've been to the town, since we've talked about Blarney, we have to talk about Dingle. What a great name.
Yeah, well, I went out to Dingle. Now, everyone has said the Dingle Peninsula is absolutely amazing. You've got to go to Dingle. So we did a 2-hour out-of-our-way trip to Dingle. But unfortunately, it was raining, horizontal rain, foggy, rolling mist, couldn't see a thing. And it's the cutest fishing village in all the land, apparently. And so we did a quick circuit of Dingle, had a pub lunch, and left Dingle in our dust. So I'm sorry for the people of Dingle, because apparently it really is cute. But we then went to Limerick, and in Limerick, beautiful river, on the river again, and always take the advice of your concierge about where to go and eat. They've always got some great ideas, and we would say we want a pub, we want live music, we want this kind of food, and we don't want to pay too much money, and they always know where to send you, and it's just fantastic. So we had a good time in Limerick as well. I mean, I did an overview, and I wouldn't recommend anyone else do it this quickly, because I did one night in Cork, one night in Limerick, one night in Galway. I mean, even on the way between Limerick and Galway, there is just so much to see. And we went out to the Cliffs of Moher, which you might have heard of, which is the big, amazing cliffs on the Atlantic Ocean, and that was well worth the detour, and the weather behaved itself, so we got some lovely, lovely photos,
right,
which are all up there for people to ooh and ah over. And Galway is probably my most favourite city in all of Ireland, well, in all that I've seen this week. Really, really cute and quaint, and pubs and music and brightly painted little buildings. In fact, every village you go through, the colours just pop, yellow, pink, red, green. They're all painted side by side, which I realised later is because it's so jolly grey over here.
You've got
to have the colour in the building. It's awesome.
Well, it's all on your website, which is bloggeratlarge.com. That's bloggeratlarge.com. You'll also find it on Facebook as well. And we end, of course, with the shocking revelation that it rains a lot in Ireland. Who would have thought,
yeah,
hey?
It is. Who would have thought? But it's been so mild. It's been a wonderful week, and I recommend it to everyone who's thinking of coming over.
Megan Singleton, thanks for joining us today. We'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Find out what's happening on air, discuss the big issues, and get breaking news first on our Facebook page, newstalkzb.co.nz/Facebook.